see a first name, Tal.
Yeah.
I'm not even
on that last name.
I'm not even going to try. So, Tal, welcome to TPN's coverage of CES, and you're with EyeSight.
I am. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Kshipov. Sorry about that. I was born with it, you know, didn't have much choice.
That's okay. I've got a weird last name, too, and people have a lot of fun with it, but it's easy to say. So, EyeSight, what do you got here? What's your product?
So our company specializes in machine vision technology, but what we do with the technology is we create natural user interface. So you use touch-free gestures to communicate with devices. You can already find us in the market on products like TVs by Philips, laptops by Lenovo, all-in-one PC by Toshiba, and many others. And this is our very first device, electronics device, that is a control center for your media and smart home controls. And you control it with touch-free gestures.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, you don't need anything special at home. It works with almost any IR control devices that mm-hmm. you already have at home. You don't need to buy any adapters of the sort. You simply position it next to you, for example, your media system. You raise your hand and you control it remotely with your fingertips. Freedom at your fingertips. That's what we're delivering here.
So where would this sit on my coffee table, or where would this actually be?
No, actually, right next to your TV, receiver, cable box. You can place it anywhere you want at home.
So it actually sees my gestures then where
exactly,
I'm at.
Exactly, exactly.
What's the range and accuracy on that for us?
It works anywhere from 5 to 16 feet. And it's pretty accurate. I mean, I can connect it to the power here, and you'd be able to raise your hand and see already how it identifies you. It has a small screen on it to show you the various functions that are available. It adapts to the activity that you're actually engaging in. So if you want to watch TV, you select from a very small menu of watch TV, play DVD, etc. Only the activities that you predefine.
Right.
You don't need to... it's not a cumbersome UI. It's all about simplicity. Only the devices that you have at home, you'll see their functionality on it. So you select watch TV with closing your hand to a fist, and it will open your TV, your set-top box, your AV receiver if you have one connected, switch the TV to the right input, switch the receiver to the right input, and then you have control over the functions that you actually need and you actually use on a daily basis, like the volume, changing channels, favorite channels, controlling menus, content menus, like your channel guide. You can navigate very easily and smoothly.
It sounds fantastic. The question then is, how hard is it to set up? Because I'm going to buy this. I'm going to get it in the house. Okay, I've got a Sony TV.
Yep.
I have a Toshiba DVD player. I have a Denon video deck. I have Sony soundbar.
I like your setup already.
So do I have to point the remote at it to train it, or how do you program this?
So this will be accompanied by a very friendly mobile app for PC. For Android or iOS.
Yep.
If you don't have any of these, we'll also have a PC app if you want to connect it with a micro USB cable to the PC. But
yep.
The major focus is on the mobile apps. They sync with it over Bluetooth, so it's all wireless. You don't need to worry about anything. The only cable this thing needs is the power cable. That's it. And the app itself asks you a very simple series of questions to help you configure your devices.
You know, the only bad thing about this, Todd... At my house, who controls the remote? At your house, who controls the remote control?
Me, most of the time.
Right. So this could be one of those situations where we're watching TV and the wife's going to get happy and she's going to be like that and she's going to shut the TV off on us, right?
Well, I hear you. We're not here to solve marital issues, you know. We are here to enable people through technology and make their lives simpler. But that's actually part of the benefit, because you don't have to worry about where the remote is.
Yeah.
Honey, where did you put it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the other sofa. I don't feel like schlepping myself over there right now. It's freedom to do whatever you want from where you are.
Is it smart enough to know to turn the volume down when the phone rings or anything like that?
So we have a wonderful gesture for this. You simply raise your finger to your lips in a shush motion, and it implements a mute immediately.
Wow.
As simple as that. Again, all about simplicity.
Well, my question is, this seems like a perfect device that would fit with the group that I go with, the older crowd, is if you can make something that's simpler, because I've noticed a lot of people, when they got to get the remote with tons of buttons,
yeah,
they're lost.
Exactly, and that's why we have two modes for setting up the device. We have the express setup and the full setup. So for all the power users who really want to enable all their devices with an elaborate setup like you mentioned,
right.
Full setup is for them. The express setup is just about the TV and the cable box controlling volume and channels, because that's what the majority of people, that's what they have at home, and that's what they actually do on a daily basis.
Gotcha.
So it's a cinch.
So is this prototype stage, or where are you at?
We're actually finalizing things. This is a initial production, what you see here. We're not shipping them out yet,
okay,
because we still want to fine-tune the experience. We want to have a great experience here. But it's going to happen very soon.
So what do you think, then, the price range is this going to be at? Do you have a price yet for it?
Yes. It will go for $199, and right now we offer it on pre-order,
okay,
for $129.
So $129 on pre-order.
Yes.
This is a pretty interesting product. I must admit, it's something new. I don't think, you know, we know the Xbox has their gesture camera or whatever,
right,
it's called.
The Kinect, yeah.
The Kinect. But that's in my garage with the kids with the gaming system. I don't have the gaming system in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a, is it using any, you're not using any of that type of technology, are you? Or is it almost, is it similar?
We're actually using something, simpler would be the way to put it.
Okay.
We're not looking to track full body gestures.
Right,
you don't
right.
have to stand up
so
to interact with it.
Certain things.
It's just small hand movements.
Right.
Because, you know, we want it to be natural and simple, easy.
So you talked about recognition. So is this something that that different people in the house or whatever could have their own set of controls?
That's something that we definitely want to include later on. Right now, it's going to react the same to everybody. Later on, we might implement face recognition to customize, so you can define your activity as, let's say, your set of favorite channels
right.
in the device, and we may include it in software updates. But right now, we're really trying to fine-tune the basic, get it going with
yep.
what most people actually need at home.
Yeah. Bluetooth connected, I assume?
So we use Bluetooth to connect it with a mobile application.
To get the configuration done.
Yes. We control devices only over IR and Wi-Fi. Initially,
okay.
we're going to support the Nest Smart Thermostat
okay.
and the Philips Hue light bulbs.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah.
So what kind of information is going to be on the screen on it?
It's going to have very simple, very basic icons to represent the activities. And then when you go into a specific activity like Watch TV, the functions that are available for you, whether it's volume, channels, favorite channels, launching the menu, navigating it, et cetera.
I assume it's going to come with like a little user document that's going to show some of the basic gestures that the system is going to support, right?
Sure. We actually want to make it even simpler. And in the mobile app that you use to set it up, we'll also include a
video
showing
how
you how to operate it in, you know, less than 60 seconds. So
very cool. $199.95, not available yet at, it's at the onq.com.
Sorry, single queue.
Singlequeue.com.
Yeah.
Singlequeue.com. All right. Very, very cool. And it's EyeSight again. Very, very, very cool product. Thanks for coming out and showing it to us. This is new too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another new type cool product. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Good luck with the show and look forward to seeing this come to market. Please stay in touch with us.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you so much.